Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, Brandon, are you going to call the winner? Because I'm not good at dialing. I think my track record on dialing phone numbers is...
Oh, I think that's half the fun of the show,
really?
Is
so
to
I
watch
just
you
go
not
for
be
it?
Able to make a phone call. Yeah, I mean, you got to do it.
Oh, you want to try it? That's
yeah.
fun.
Of Let's, course it is.
Let's do it off the air so you don't get the numbers.
Oh.
Because people can figure out the
yeah,
numbers.
Right. The,
yeah,
right. Uh-huh. The recording will actually be useful.
Can you do that? Do you know how to do that?
I don't know how.
Okay, just pot it down.
And
then,
you've been
yeah.
using this board for 20 right, plus years.
So there it is. Let me just start it. See, I don't know how to do it. Is it 9? Do I dial 9
yeah,
first?
Try,
okay,
try
let me try
9.
Dial. Okay. I'll dial 9. Yeah, shut up, Vinny.
This is fun. I like
it's not fun. I don't like this.
I pot it down and then do the rest.
Sound
yeah,
down
pot,
there.
Pot it down and do the
just,
rest.
You got this.
Oh, look at you go.
Your call cannot
oh,
be completed.
Oh, no. All right.
All right.
You got to do it.
One more try.
Okay, one more try.
She's got this. She's got this.
See, it did two things on there. I didn't press it twice, but it...
Okay.
See, sorry. I don't think it's my fault.
It's probably not.
You don't?
Give another chance. Hey, put it down. Put it down.
Good grief.
That sounded like it went through. Okay.
Do you know who we're asking for? Because I don't.
Looking for Terry from Vallejo.
Oh,
she's... No, she was 20 seconds of delay.
Hello?
Is Terry there?
This is Terry.
Terry, how are you today?
I'm fine.
This is your friend from the local library calling to ask if you'll be happy to make a donation this morning to our book drive. We're looking for $100 from every family.
Terry?
Yes.
Hi, it's Sarah and Vinny.
No, it isn't. It's the library, Vinny.
No, it's not. Stop screwing with her. She just won a huge prize.
Terry, you won the trip.
I won?
You won.
I really won?
You really won.
Oh, my God. I didn't think I was going to win.
Well, you had a 10% chance of winning.
Oh my god
is right.
That's right, you're live on the air on Alice right now.
Oh my god.
You're the winner of the big
it.
trip.
Who?
My coworkers are all happy.
Oh, so you're at work right now. Where do you work? Give them a shout out.
Sonoma Valley Hospital.
Oh, what do you do there?
I'm a billing specialist.
You're a what specialist?
A billing.
Billing specialist.
Oh, that is a thing.
That's sure.
Not a Daryl specialist.
I thought she said a bone specialist. I'm like, that's amazing, but no billing.
Right.
All right. Well, listen, Terry, who will you be bringing with you to England and France?
I don't know yet.
Really?
You don't know.
You don't know?
You don't have a best friend that's in the like a lock for the gig?
Yes, I do. Of course, yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Wow.
I was going to say, Vinny is dying to go.
I am dying
and
to
Terry
go.
Terry sounds fun.
Oh, you are?
Hey, can you tell her everything she's won?
All right, Terry, you ready for this?
Run it down.
Sure.
You have won the 8-day, 7-night Adventures by Disney vacation package to England and France. Have you been to England or France?
Never.
Oh, my God.
Never.
Oh, you are in for it. We got round trip airfare for you and whatever guest you decide to bring.
Uh-huh.
You got to set up some kind of competition. Get everybody in your family and all your friends kind of working for this. You get hotel accommodations. Yeah, she agrees. She's going to put a little contest together. You have participation in a guided group travel experience.
Okay.
Services of 2 adventure guides for the group travel experience. Transportation within the land package. It's like travel between hotels, to and from the group excursions. On-tour luggage handling. I don't know if they unpack it for
God.
You, but I know it's crazy. Gratuities covered. All meals.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, my God.
Terry's awesome.
I can't believe this.
Not alcoholic beverage. You got to buy your own alcohol, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So all meals served as part of the group travel experience itinerary. That includes most meals. Entertainment and activities as determined by Disney. You know Disney's only going to do the fun stuff. And they cover the travel taxes imposed on transportation, lodging. So this is all very, it's very meat and potatoes here. But what it is a week of freaking fun adventures by Disney.
I know. Oh my God.
Now that you've had a moment to process it, like, talk to us. Give us what's going through your mind.
I can't believe I won. I didn't think I would win. So I kept telling myself, I'm not going to win it. I'm not going to win it.
It's good. Keep your expectations low. But now you've won it.
And then when your number came up, I went, oh my gosh.
Oh. You could tell what number we were calling for?
415.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I got it.
Right. Gotcha.
Did it say likely scam or whatever? Listen, Terry from Vallejo, congratulations.
Yes.
This is huge.
Thank you.
You beat the odds. All the people trying to win this trip, and it came down to you.
Way to go, Terry. Congratulations.
And listen, we're going to...
I appreciate it.
We appreciate you listening. And when you get back from your trip, we're going to appreciate that phone call that you give us that tells us, you know, we want to hear all the details.
Okay, definitely.
All right, great. Mark it in your calendar. So someone from promotions will call you later. I'm going to put you on hold. Can you get any info we need from her?
So unfortunate that she was at work when she, you know.
Well, her coworkers.
I know, but I didn't want to ask questions that were going to make possibly show her in a weird light.
Right, right.
You think she's going to bone her way across England and France or what?
She doesn't sound like a lady who's going to do that, but I don't want to judge her by her voice.
She doesn't sound married. She didn't automatically go, my husband or wife are coming with me.
Right.
So, you know.
And she didn't even automatically say, her best friend right now is pissed.
Right.
You know.
Well, there must be more than one.
There must be. Oh, she's got to set up a comp.
We all have that friend that we really like, but they're kind of a pill.
Right.
You know,
you wouldn't
like,
want to go on
no
a vacation
way.
For it. You would ruin this vacation
right.
for me. Yeah. She should have just a, like maybe do a drawing. If she has a few friends she really likes, you know. Oh, that was fun. That was good. Should I turn off all the stuff?
Yeah, that'd be
I should
good.
Start hang up the phone. That'd be helpful.
I was trying to think of myself and I'm thinking, well, my friends might be like, Hassan's fun, but he doesn't drink, and he's got all kinds of weird stuff about the hotel that's going to get...
You are a huge hotel pain in the ass.
Right. Like, I'm sitting here thinking, oh, man, I'm the most fun, and then I went, wow, I don't drink. And damn,
would,
I do have some
too,
weird phobias.
It's, you know what it would be for me? I wouldn't take you because you don't care about food.
There's another thing on the list of reasons why you
that's
wouldn't
it,
bring me.
That's it, because, like... I mean, I would just assume we'd have separate hotel rooms. You can do whatever you want. I don't care what you're carrying. I'm not going to help you carry it. The drinking, no problem. Designated driver everywhere I go.
Right, true.
The food, though. The food, I'd need you to, like...
Love it.
Just, you know, because I know that every mouthful I go, just so good. And you'd be like, what is this? This sauce is kind of heavy. I don't know. A pizza place around here.
Sounds like a grumpy Cartman.
Well, that's Vinny.
Okay. Right, well, anyway, choose well.
Yes. Think this through. This is a big, this is someone you're going to spend 8 days with. Oh, it's so exciting. Is there anything else I need to?
No, you're good.
That's great.
No. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys sent in today. A lot of people wrote in. Daniel Steele. Jackie Collins, Daniel Steele. Woohoo. What?
No. Good,
Jackie
good
Collins. Daniel Steele. Joan or Jackie Collins? It's like the pages and
I
pages.
I was thinking of Jackie Collins, but Danielle Steele's also, she sold a lot of books too.
Massive mansion in Pack Heights takes up an entire block.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
I know that it's one up there.
Yeah. I mean, she's definitely like legendary locally. That's probably why I know of her. What kind of books does Jackie Collins write? Are they just romance novels? Like, what are they? Are they funny? I like funny. I like mysteries. Funny mysteries.
Yeah, romance
did she write
novels.
Any sci-fi? Romance novels, like graphic romance novels, or just like, you know, then he kissed her and we fade to the next scene?
Oh, or you mean like, not, you want it to be porn?
Well, I want it to be erotica.
Right. Anyway, I don't know anything about her. I do remember when I first met you, you were super into Anne Rice, though.
I love Anne Rice.
You still do?
Well, I love those first few books. She did start... apparently, she writes under another pseudonym, and she writes some pretty hardcore erotica. And I want to say I read one or two of those, But I can't read that long term, you know? Like, I like that for a while, and then I'm like, okay, what are you doing reading porn all the time?
Your loins too get too
yeah,
hot.
My loins get too twisty. So right. I need to give my loins a break, Vinny.
Right. What are loins?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Really?
Well, I mean...
You, of all people, don't know what
I think
loins
it's,
are?
Like, to me, loins are like all the musculature and nerve endings that attach to your junk. Like, those are your loins. You
know? They are?
Yeah, heating your loins.
And so those books fire up your loins.
Yeah, they do.
And so you get all...
I'm like, enough loin firing up.
All right.
Let's just read a nice mystery. Oh, what does it say? What
the internet
say?
Says it refers to the side of the human body below the rib cage, just above the pelvis.
Oh.
I think that's the same area we're talking
like
about.
Like pork loin, I always feel like, you know, this part got excited, you know, at the pigsty.
What?
When the one lady smelled extra good.
Oh, 3:27 every day is when I'm helping my kid with my with homework and want to kill myself.
Oh,
that's too bad.
Yeah, that is a tough time.
Is it? I'm not there yet.
Well, listen, some kids will do their homework and they actually take a degree of pride in it. And like my one kid was never a problem. The second kid, though, it was like, oh, my God, I'm going to stab myself in the eye just so I can go to the emergency room and get away from this situation. Like, this is awful. And you feel like you're an awful person for getting on them to do their homework. But you got to get it done. And then you're just oh, God, I was never such a bitch until I had kids.
For what?
Oh,
did you just say?
I even said to them, like, I was never this bitchy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm bitching at you, but you're just so bitch worthy. God, do your homework.
408 yells in all caps, taking off the bra.
Yeah.
So they are with you that's the best part of the day is the bra.
The bra off. Get it
release.
Off.
Release
just like,
the
it's like
Kraken.
Having a belt strapped around your midsection. Ugh. I hate my bras. I even have a couple good bras right now.
That stripper posted an update. She broke her jaw and some teeth and needs surgery on her jaw and got a couple stitches. No broken limbs. Oh. The stripper that fell 15 feet off the pole and kept dancing. That was adrenaline.
Yeah. I wonder if her jaw was like hanging after the, you know.
Probably not. You can break your jaw without having it.
Well, all the muscles are still right there, I suppose, right? That had to be awful, though. Really, really awful.
Just to follow up to Eminem at Oscars, he did Lose Yourself, which words, lose yourself in the moment, the music, was pretty powerful for the night. But mainly it was so cool watching the entire audience not be able to help themselves but nod their heads to the tune. It's worth watching the performance. So cool. Best part of the show.
Scorsese
he killed it.
Nodded his head all right. He nodded right off. Closed his eyes. Snap jerked.
Hey, Vinny, I think you may be slightly too young, but have you ever gone to the High Roller Skate Park in Phoenix? This place was epic, but was bulldozed in 81. 26-foot... It's a long thing here. I never have. I've only been to skate parks here in California. I went to Del Mar, Irvine, the Big O, Upland. Never there.
Oh, when they said skate park, I thought they were talking about roller skating.
No. Yeah. Roller skating.
I used to love roller skating. Good at it.
Yeah, in a rink on a flat ground. No, we're talking about skate parks with
skate
pools.
On one foot, put one foot up, put my arms.
Oh
in.
My God. How is that talent?
Skate backwards, cross my legs over. I used to love roller skating.
Oh my God, Vinny. My very first car was in 1976, was a 69 Olds Cutlass Supreme. It was light blue with a white vinyl hardtop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my mom's was light dark mix with dark blue interior, but she had a couple of those actually over the years, the Cutlass Supreme. Mm. But that's what I took my test in. Passed, no problem.
I had like a Caprice Classic, another big boat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Chevy Caprice?
I don't know the Caprice Classic, but probably.
Four-door sedan.
I don't parallel park, it's too hard and I've made it work, Vinny. I grew up in Santa Cruz and didn't have to parallel park for my test. I still hate parallel parking. I avoid it at all costs. Yeah, people in your car, when you're driving, when you're the one driving, they're like, there's a spot! There's a...
Oh,
the
no,
one
I
that
can't
you
get
go
in there.
Right past. No, well, they probably don't even say, I can't get in there. They just...
We'll find something else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Missed it. Oh, well, too late.
Those are people who don't drive often. They only drive when they're alone. Everyone else is like, don't let her drive. She can't parallel park.
That's stupid.
Or
just
him. Don't let him
for
drive.
A minute.
Yeah, it's actually...
It's all about angles.
It's just about
cut
getting
it,
the
cut
feel
it back.
Of it, you know? learning what the front end of your car does as opposed to the back end.
Good grief. I'm running out of time.
What are you guys giving each other eyes for, the two of you? What's happening? Brandon and Bryn having
sure
a lovey-dovey.
I just want to make sure they're okay. Eye contact, saying you good? Yeah, you're good.
Cool. Two thumbs up. How's Vaughn doing? I feel like I haven't seen... I've only seen the back of Vaughn's head today. Oh, hey, there's a Vaughn.
Hey, Vaughn, did you watch the Oscars last night?
No, he didn't.
He didn't.
No.
I really feel like that guy who did that rap in the middle of the show there couldn't have pulled that off just freestyle. Like, he had to have worked his way through that mentally.
Well, maybe he had some, like, suspicions about who was going to win. Maybe he had raps worked out for any particular configuration.
I don't know, but do you really think in that, under that pressure, you can just pull that?
That was amazing. You know? He was like, I'm cool as a cucumber. Here I am. Listen to me be amazing. You don't even know who I am. What's his name again? Oh, did we ever figure that out?
He's the I don't know who he is guy.
Yeah. We got to find that out.
His name was, it's tough. Utkarsh Ambudkar.
Yeah, but he's got to have a rapper.
That rapper was the love interest in Amazon Prime movie Britney Runs a Marathon.
Oh. Well.
Lin-Manuel Miranda post Hamilton Broadway project is called Freestyle Love Supreme. They do improv rap. Like, whose line is it anyway, but rap. It's amazing, and that guy is from that.
Oh.
They must do it enough that it's not a thing to them.
Right. It's got like a bank of rhymes that he can go to.
I found that to be...
Once I start tripping over words, that's it. I'm tripping until I fall. Like, it's hard to recover. And it's hard to, like, focus everything on what's coming out of your mouth and still have it be... Like, I can't even imagine being one of those people that can get up on stage and just free-flow raps.
Well, I've had moments, I'm sure you have too, where the moment's big, everything's happening, and then just somehow my whole head is whitewashed. Mm. And I'm like, oh my God, I lost all of it.
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm full of it. So I just start saying,
let's just pile some
whatever.
More stuff in there. Right.
But I mean, I've definitely had that blank feeling where you just go, oh my God, nerves just washed my whole brain.
Yeah.
Darn it.
And it's tough. It's hard.
I'm going to make stuff up.
Right.
That's too bad.
Right. I had like so many things prepared. And those are all gone. As I look around here and... My butt clenches like, oh, God, what's happening?
It's true. My friend is 33. She just had her first doc appointment after finding out she was pregnant, and he called it a geriatric pregnancy.
Yeah. That's what it is after 35.
Right, but I don't think that... Oh, I got to go.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and
Alice
Vinny.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
Well,
hey.
Thanks for everything, everybody.
Oh, yeah, great day. Great way to kick off the week.
Thanks for being here.
Guess what's happening this week, Vinny?
Oh, God.
Besides your wife's birthday.
Okay,
and
it's a game.
It's time to play a game.
Well, Terry won the prize.
Yeah.
So that's not
so that's
still
all
going.
Done, yeah.
I don't have a guess.
I have one. Is it Survivor?
It is.
Oh!
Survivor starts on Wednesday night. It's a two-hour season premiere of Survivor.
All right.
It's all past winners, 20 past winners. $2 million prize for the first time in history.
Well, you know on this one, I'm with you.
I'll
be watching.
Yeah.
Even if it's at
3
in 2
the
in the morning
the next
before
day.
Our show.
I'm so excited. Vinny just showed me pictures of his kitchen. Did you get a look at
that?
Oh!
It came out amazing.
It's beyond amazing.
So the big island in the middle was the thing they hadn't done yet. So these little side pieces were in, and there was some backsplash has been done, but this big centerpiece was the missing...
They didn't have the top on it?
They didn't have the top on it till this morning.
Because it was getting painted.
I just got the picture, right, and because the sink had to be pulled back
out and reset.
But it turns out this is the best it's better than I could have hoped for.
It's absolutely stunning.
I will post some pictures here very soon, but so you can see the backsplash
there. Let's have a look at this.
See the backsplash now?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. That's beautifully done. And
isn't that
I
cool?
love so this is quartz?
That is quartz, yeah. And that's from All Natural Stone in Berkeley, Dublin, San Jose,
and Dublin.
In Burlingame.
And Dublin.
And Dublin.
Right. And I'll tell you more about that later, but how good is that?
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous, Vinny. Gorgeous. Exciting. God, there's nothing like a brand new kitchen. When do you get to move back into it?
I don't know. Right now, I live in the side room there. Mm-hmm. I do everything. There's coffee pots off on the side room on the
floor.
You
got it all going on.
So I had to look forward to, like, you know,
walking
around.
Well, it'd be nice to get
the
family all back in one place. Yes. It's beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. Your mom's going to love making a mess in that kitchen, making her gravy.
All natural stone, everyone. Check them out.
It's going to look great with big splashes of red across the backsplash. Woo!
Anyway.
Cook it up, Sandy.
Hey, right. Check it out. Yeah. Jane is an incredible radio show host.
Oh, yes.
She comes on in the afternoon. Please stay with Alice all day. Enjoy that longer listening.
Yes. Listen longer.
Listen longer.
24/7. Yeah. And even when you're not around to listen, just leave us on. Leave us on a stream.
Then Jane will come on and she'll kiss
napkins
and wear boots and entertain you like no one can.
Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.